Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
And this is what's coming. Gas surge, but then I told you that. Pretty easy to see it coming. Right now, what's happening in this country, Lee, is that Joe Biden is tapping our strategic reserve to try to replace a lot of the oil he took off the market. And if he just let producers produce it, we could have it on the market.
Yeah, but that, you know, we can't have American companies making money.
No, that would be a shame.
And supplies for American drivers. We just can't have that.
We can't. But they got a problem. They want to limit the damage in the midterms. So what to do? So he puts it on the world market. You've heard a lot of complaining about that. Well, wait, he's letting the Chinese buy it. Well, it doesn't matter who buys it, right? The number of barrels in the market determines the price. It's pretty simple economics. So he puts the oil out there, and the whole world knows after the midterms are over, the pain begins again for Americans, and they're going to stop tapping the reserve. So guess what OPEC announces? Wow, we could really get rich. He's going to stop tapping the reserves. He's going to continue, disallowing Americans to drill because of his 70 regulations, most of which affect federal lands. So that's why he can do it executively. And so, the price is going to go through the roof. And so OPEC's like, cool, we'll just pile on and we're going to pull 1.5 million barrels, roughly between 1 and 2 million off the market. Well, that's exactly the amount Joe Biden took off the market. In other words, when America puts those barrels back on, we control the price. We control the market. But they don't want us to control the market. Because we keep electing these economically suicidal leaders. And so guess what? OPEC's like, yeah, we'll pile on. We could use the cash. So they're predicting skyrocketing oil prices after the midterms, which is exactly what we're going to get, Lee. Mm-hmm. And this is why I warned you weeks ago. I mean, Janet Yellen is telling you, oh, yeah, we're already working on price caps for that.
And keep in mind, much of the economic sanctions from us and our allies against Russia take place when? Oh, in December. Conveniently, right after the elections.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's the other reason they're working on it, too. Thank you for reminding me, because guess what? They know that if they put more sanctions on the Russian oil, it's going to do what? Take it off the market. Isn't that the same thing OPEC's doing to raise prices?
Yep.
Except we're just doing it for them. Russia's going to sell the oil either way. But when you take it off the world market, that's when you get the real pain. So, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. All of it in a concerted effort to keep you in a great deal of pain. And again, I keep playing that Yellen announcement. It's over a month old now. And she tells you, if you listen here carefully, she says we might need caps. No, they will need caps. That's why she said it. And she's telling you, we're already working on it.
Well, Yellen making it clear that current chair Jerome Powell has a tough road ahead of him, especially if gas prices spike again.
Well, it's a risk. And it's a risk that we're working on the price cap to try to address. I believe this is something that can be essential, and it's something that we're trying to put in place to avoid a future spike in oil prices.
Who cares what the price is if you can't get it? Because that's what price caps do, is that it makes an artificial shortage. I mean, we went through that. You talked about this earlier in the show this morning. This is what we went through in the 70s in the Middle East oil crisis.
And they're recreating it. I mean, we're not close enough to the 70s. So we've got to, use this now to get there. It's ridiculous. But it's, it's what they're doing. And they are coming for you. They're coming for me. They are coming for all of us the second that midterm is over, because they know they have a limited amount of time to induce the greatest amount of pain possible. And then they're going to hope to hold on to the presidency to keep it going. And they can largely keep it going if they can just retain the presidency. because it's going to take two huge numbers to stop these policies. And I don't know if we can even get them in Congress. That's the bet they're making.
Yeah.
But, you know, we may get them in Congress before we're done with this level of pain that's coming. And you think you've seen pain. You haven't seen it yet. It's what they have planned that you need to be prepared for. And don't kid yourself. This is planned. This is absolutely planned. That's why they're already planning the rash, the caps. And all the caps do is make it so you end up on a gas line. You can't get gas. It's not going to go any other way. Unless we do common sense things, drop the sanctions on Russia that will hurt them and help us. Lift the 70 regulations Joe Biden put on oil. People don't realize oil and natural gas, between 20 and 25% of it, depending on the corner of both, comes off of federal land. So he can executively put them off limits or limit them. And that's what he has been doing executively. That's how he managed to knock that 1.5 million barrels of oil back off the market and put OPEC back in the driver's seat. And then he can rage at OPEC, which is just silly. And do you remember when he went to Saudi Arabia?
Oh, yeah.
And the Saudi Arabian, they lectured him in front of everybody about, well, you know, like, this is American energy policy. You guys haven't built a refinery. I mean, you're over here begging for oil. I mean, do you know how ridiculous we looked?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And then you had, remember, Emmanuel Macron, the head of France, they don't actually have their own oil. Like, we pretend we don't have oil, but they actually don't have any. And OPEC's October oil surprise.
Yeah, I saw that,
it just came up on Fox News. Yeah. This is why I'm talking about this. Macron says to Joe Biden in front of the camera, pretending it's, you know, off camera, but Macron's no dummy. Hey, you know, hey, listen, the Saudis can't fix this. They don't have enough oil. In other words, you know, you're killing me here, man. I mean, the price, they have so many taxes on gasoline in Europe. And when Joe Biden wants to monkey around and keep the oil off the market and put OPEC in the driver's seat, he's basically telling, look, the idea of going to beg Saudi Arabia for oil, that's not going to solve it. They can't. They're already at capacity. And now they're going to cut back. They're all going to cut back. Holy cow. And again, that's, you're talking oil. I mean, that's also diesel. That's also food prices. I mean, again, you haven't seen anything yet. They are just getting warmed up. Texter rates, and when the economy tanks in December going forward, with Republicans in control of the House and the Senate, they will be blamed for the economic collapse or for the before the 2024 election.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll take the Senate or not. We'll see. That's kind of, I don't know. It'll be interesting. They'll try that. They will try that, and Biden will scream that the Republicans won't work with him. I don't know if it'll work. It'll be interesting to see.
It's going to be, well, more scary than interesting.
Yeah.
Because we'll have to live through this.
Yeah, we're going to have to live through it. And I mean, I keep warning you, and I wish I had good economic news for you. And all I can tell you to do is to prepare. I mean, there's not a lot of other stuff you can do. They are committed to this course. Larry Fink, head of BlackRock, did a symposium with Bill Clinton as part of the Clinton Initiative. And Fink literally says, I mean, this is this big, powerful fund. And he says, listen, we're going through a transition. People are suffering, but don't worry. You know, we just got to get through the next 8 or 9 months. And I'm like, it's not going to be over in 8 or 9 months. They act like, oh, yeah, all the solar panels will be up by then. And the windmills will be up and then it'll be over. We're not building that stuff.
No.
I mean, we are in a limited way, but not enough to replace the energy we're destroying.
No, but not by a long shot.
I mean, did you see the Boston Globe articles about a week ago? And the Boston Globe is, of course, fretting, and they should, that there's going to be rolling blackouts in New England. And you read 2/3 of the way down the article, you get to the rub. The problem is that, when you're looking, like, all of these states in New England said, no, we don't want gas lines. We don't want new ones. We're going to shut down the ones we have. Okay, well, the gas can't get to you. Well, that'll be fine. We'll be green. Well, you're not replacing it with anything. And so you're going to get rolling blackouts. That's what you're going to get. And they've chosen it. And you know, I guess it's just one of those things like the 1970s, Lee. The country just has to live through it before they figure it out.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, that Joe Biden told us he was going to do all this. And I played the audio endlessly, but the American people never heard it unless they listen to talk radio.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is, it's all very confusing. Where is this coming from? And, you know, nobody knows. It's all a mistake. It's just confusing. So, but they'll figure it out, and it might be when they're spending hours in a gas line, but they will figure it out eventually. It's going to, I mean, the media lie and spin and blame Putin, but it's Biden.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.